Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World, broadcasting over the KXOI building, where it is a Tuesday. It is the 24th day of September, 2024. 924-24. Hello, fellas.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I like the way you said that.
Hello. Hello. Well, Mrs. Doubtfire here for you to start the day off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, very nicely done. Very nice, Steve. Very nice.
Hello.
Wow. I didn't know Steve could do impressions, Kevin. Did you?
No. He just has that one.
Sometimes that's all you need, though, if it's really
that's
good.
For sure. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and it's just the one word.
Yeah, well, sometimes that's all, again, you know, it's all it needs.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought of working on some impressions, Steve?
Sure.
You know, you're sitting home alone. You're like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to work on voices, and then you just kind of sit there and practice. Like you'll go back and you listen to what the real person sounds like, and then you try to mimic it and keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Mm.
No?
Something tells me you've done that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, back in the day when I was like, in radio school. That sounds like an oxymoron if I've ever heard one. Oh, my gosh. Radio school.
Hey, I went to radio school.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, wow. And how about that? Kevin, did you go to radio school?
Yes, Jay. Mm-hmm. You know that. Mm-hmm.
Well, you went to a real school that had a radio program, though.
I suppose, yeah, but the classes were all only radio.
Yeah, yeah. But it was at a college. I feel like that has a little bit more weight. Is that what you did, Steve? You were at a college, but then went to a broadcast classes?
Post my...
Malone.
Yeah.
Back to you.
Post my 4-year college experience.
Oh, wow.
I went to a year program thing that was radio, TV, web design.
I gotcha.
Type of deal.
Kevin, huh?
That didn't sound real, Monty.
Yeah.
It sounded like Monty trying to describe his job, our buddy from the Friday show.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if it was like in
I went to a post. You
yeah.
Know,
Yeah.
You know, broadcast, TV, radio, you know, web, graphic design, massage class. What?
So what all did you learn in that class?
Radio, TV, and web.
Web, okay.
Man, look at this guy over here.
So, yeah.
Clearly, I did not read your resume.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate that.
I probably should have known all that about you, but things you find out after a year of being, coworkers.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. Yes.
Do you ever describe your coworkers as friends or only coworkers? Steve?
Oh, we're talking about you guys, huh?
Well, I mean, I don't know how many coworkers you have. I mean, you have quite a few in the building, but do you ever say, oh, a friend of mine, and then you realize you're referring to a coworker, but, you know, they could still be your friend even if you don't hang out, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we're friends, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, like, what about Anthony? We are our promotions director. You guys are obviously friends. Your friend's here at the station. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, my friend Anthony, and then they're like, oh, would you guys ever go golfing and hang out and go, like, you know, to the beach together? No, we're just coworkers.
Right, right. Well, he never invites me.
To golf or to the beach?
All the above.
Hmm.
Yeah. But we have nicknames and we have inside jokes and things, so it counts.
Wait, what's his nickname for you?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sure he's got something up his sleeve.
I was going to say, I don't know of anybody having nicknames for Steve other than producer Steve, unless I'm missing something. Kevin, am I missing something?
I don't remember if I've heard one. Yeah, I don't think I've heard a nickname.
Okay, but I
feel like Steve Hawk has said a thing or two, but I don't think those were nicknames. That's just Steve Hawk.
I think that's, you know what? Some people just stand alone. You know, yeah. I think that might be a standalone scenario. He says things, many of which are hilarious and unrepeatable.
That is correct.
We should work on it. Steve, you want us to work on a nickname for you?
I've got plenty of nicknames.
I mean, other than McLovin, because, you know, I feel like, you know, you need to earn a new name now that you're here. Mm. That was your old nickname.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a high school nickname, too, but nobody ever calls me that because I have to earn a new nickname.
Oh, that's right, Hot Buns.
Minus the hot and minus the S.
Hot bun? Bun. What are we doing?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
A lot of times, I don't know if this happens at anybody else's house, but sometimes if I'm on the phone, you know, talking to a family member, and my wife is there, and I have it on speakerphone, because that's what we do at the house, she'll tend to chime in occasionally to correct or whatever the case might be.
Kevin James.
That happens here, too.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
What's up, Kev?
Turn that button all the way back up.
What the heck are you doing?
Well, I thought I turned up the wrong one, Jay. I have a little bit too much stuff between me and my broadcast thing.
Dang it, if you only would have known we were going on the air.
Well, I didn't know I was going on the air. What I'm telling you, bro, is there's three buttons. It's in a spot where I can't see it, and I just do it by touch, you know?
Yeah.
I do some of my best work in the dark, bro. And, I reached down there, and I thought I had turned it up, but I had turned up the one where it only turns up my voice when you talk. So imagine how loud my voice was in my head.
Ugh.
Now I have the right one turned up. I have two big Ace bandages here that are in the way, and that's what I need to move.
Cool story, bro.
Not very mobile, though. Not very mobile, because this microphone, it only really goes one place. I could move it if you want me to.
Well, yeah, that's always my favorite thing.
Oh.
Yeah. Kevin doesn't have very good hearing anymore, so he's like, does that stuff, and I'm like, bro, you got to stop doing that. What? I barely touched it.
Oh, like, that was something.
Yeah. I'm like, he's like, what? I barely even touched it. I'm like, no, you didn't. You touched it a lot.
I mean, that's putting my hand on it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, should be here.
No, thanks.
No, it's, you don't even know annoying. Well, I'm going to thank producer Steve for saving my life today.
Oh, really?
Yep. Because after a night of sleeping, maybe 20 minutes, I don't know, that 20 minutes, is that
fair? Seems like a long time.
You think it was 20 minutes?
Okay.
I don't know how much it was. It was zero.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay. No, I don't care. Wake up. Everybody else wake up. I've been up all dang night.
Okay. You know what? Take a deep breath. There you go. There you go.
So
reset.
I was very, very,
very
frustrated.
Yes,
last night.
Sure. Well, yeah,
because
the not sleeping thing. Yeah.
Come on.
Yep.
Come on now. All the other sickness stuff that, you know, the pneumonia that had me in the hospital and the leg infection and all the medicine and C. diff and all this crap that I've had. Is all getting better. It all feels like, okay, you know what? Tomorrow could be a go-to-work day. I'm feeling a lot better. Except for my gout has decided that, ha-ha-ha, you forgot about us. And it is, oh, my God, my goodness. It is just back, and it hurts. And it's the thing. It's the one that makes you not sleep.
Right.
And it's just miserable, tossing and turning and... So I was honestly this morning considering just not even showing up, like not even calling in sick. What do they call that? No call, no show.
I don't know. I never heard that.
I think
before.
That's what they call that in work. Yeah, where people don't even let you know that they're not coming in.
I see.
I believe it's called a no call, no show.
Yeah, but I don't think it's no show. It's no show.
Huh?
Yeah, I think the emphasis is different. Not
no call.
It's not no call, no show. It's no call, no show. Because they don't have a show. Yours would be no call, no show. No show.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You're
the emphasis. The emphasis is on no, unless you have a show. Then the emphasis is on show.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
See what I'm saying there?
Like, yeah.
They don't have it.
So mine would be a no call, no show. no show.
Yeah.
So I was considering it this morning. I was just like, you know, I might just get in my car and just drive west.
Oh. Go west, young man.
That's right. Yeah. Like forever? Just keep going until you hear a splash?
I honest to God, don't even have shoes on. I wouldn't care. I was getting in my car, and I was just going to drive.
Yeah.
Okay. Until at some point I thought I felt better.
Yeah.
I don't know where it would have been. I probably would have got tired by Moses Lake.
You'd take a nap in asleep, the sun. Could have
gone and seen Uncle Delbert or something.
Sure.
But I just, I was ready to just maybe give up. And then all it took was one message from Steve that reminded me that I had value.
Did he call you or did he text you or he sent you?
He did. He called and text.
Yeah.
He called, which was good because I didn't know where I had left my phone because I was like, where did I put my phone this morning? And it was on my bed with some clean clothes, and it was, you know, just kind of buried there a little bit. So I found
only there was a place for those clothes.
Called Steve back. there's not right now, buddy.
I understand.
Let me tell you, the dresser is full of clothes that don't fit. But I don't want to get rid of them because what if I lose weight? West, here we go. Going west. Just driving.
And Steve saved your life.
It used to be better because eventually, if you go, you know what though? The ocean's great. I could just drive into it.
No, to stop.
You just drive right into it.
Seems very dirty water, I feel like.
Really?
Yeah. The ocean?
I mean, depending on where, I guess I could go west and then go south a ways and then drive in. That's nice down there, right?
I don't know.
I think the water's clean down in Cali.
Is the ocean near Seattle dirty?
By Seattle, yeah, it's a little dirtier. Mm. I mean, it smells like fish.
Yeah, right.
But it is still beautiful, isn't it?
Some high levels of bacteria.
Oh, God, just what I need. I haven't had any of those for a moment. So right here, I'm just sitting here, and I get a message from producer Steve that says, let me just see if I can read it.
Yeah.
I don't. Oh, gosh. That arm does not work. Okay. Hi, Kevin. I would like your professional opinion on something this morning.
Yeah, look at that.
Call when you have a chance. And I thought, you know what? I can't just give up and drive away. I've got a young buck who is still being cradled in my bosom as I am continuing to raise him into a man. I can't. I need to be here for him.
Yeah.
So here I am.
Yeah, it's good to have you here, Kevin. Yeah.
Thank you, Steve.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I don't know why I said it with like it was some sort of
butter
declaration.
I love butter.
I don't know what happened. I love butter. I don't care. Who knows it?
Kevin James.
I love butter. Tell the world. Top of the mountain. Yell it till your lungs are hurting.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Scary Woods commercials scare me.
Jay, thank you. I was.
I mean, they're good at
job,
it.
Right?
They're great.
They're promoting a scary place.
Yeah, it's scary.
But it was like, what was she singing? What was
the
song?
I don't know. I don't do it because it's creep me out.
Little creepy voice.
I know. They do such a good job at that. Creepy. And then the little scream at the end. I'm like, oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Steve, are you a scary guy? Like, I know you don't like to be scared around here because I scared you today, and it was like you had to clean up the floor, but you don't like to go to places that intentionally scare you, I'm guessing.
Oh, no.
So no scary wood for you?
I might go.
Attaboy. Attaboy. We should get a bunch of listeners to go with Steve. I still think that's a great idea.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Let's see if we can't organize that. Steve, come on, Kevin, what's the name for that?
Single Moms to Silverwood.
I think you've gotten enough sleep.
My
You're
name
a jerk.
Is Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Right. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hey there, Steve. Oh boy, I have no thoughts after what happened earlier.
After whatever that was.
Yeah, I'm not really 100% sure. Or, well, no, I have no thoughts and a lot of thoughts all at the same time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Oh, sure.
You want to get into it?
Not really.
Yeah, I dare you.
I don't want to dig into my brain.
Or Kevin's, either one?
No.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Well, that's sad. I hope we didn't confuse you and get you all, flustered.
Who, me or Kevin?
Well, Kevin's flustered, but that, you know, he just is.
Yeah.
I think he's over it now. He got it out of his system, or at least to a degree.
I had to get past it today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just need that full meltdown before you're past it.
Sure. Yeah. How's the house there then? Nobody came running in to see if you're okay from the screening?
No.
Or, okay, good.
No, I think I'm on the other end of the house. And so I don't think they. And also, in fairness, right now, they've had to take care of me with some stuff.
Right.
It's been kind of a pain.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's a little bit like the baby crying at night.
No, you pretend not to hear
where everybody fakes like they don't hear it for a while.
Uh-huh.
See if it'll go away.
Right.
So if they heard yelling, they were probably like, please let it go away.
Yeah, like, please make that
please
part of the
let
show.
It go away.
I don't want to hear about it.
And then eventually it did go away, so no one came in here.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, that's good.
Why are you trying to yell?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm glad you got it out of your system. I feel like we're good to go for the day now, or at least temporarily.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Thomas Rhett tickets to be given away in 15 minutes. Audio Vault. Hey, Jeff Probst is talking about the 50th season of Survivor. They've been asking him about it a lot.
Yeah, we're a couple seasons away, and I know they're really planning something huge.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know how far they normally plan out, but they do two seasons a year, correct?
Yes.
So, you know, they're probably at least a year ahead, just, you know, trying to figure out, well, you know, do we want to do what are the games, et cetera, all that stuff. But, you know, 50 is obviously a milestone. So they always ask him the two questions about, you know, what the questions would be. What's your guess? The two questions they asked Jeff Probst.
Who would you like to see on the show again?
Right. Yep.
And boy, oh boy. What else would I ask him? Jeff Probst. I don't know. I can't think of another.
Well, it's kind of a dumb one. Here it is.
We're going to have returning players. We started with about 200 people on our possible list. We're now down to 87.
Do you think about the day when you might walk away from the cameras?
Yeah, I don't think about leaving. I mean it. I have never had more fun hosting Survivor, ever.
Ever.
Yeah. He's got a good gig.
Yeah, that's a great gig.
Yeah.
Heavily involved
in it.
And
again, he cares about it. He loves it.
Absolutely.
It really works. He's not busy.
Yeah, he got nothing else to do.
Seacrest robot.
Very lazy.
Yeah, he's just going to confuse all the shows that he's on.
That's right. He's like, the wheel has spoken. Bring me your torch. Dang it. No, that's not right.
The wheel has spoken. After the break.
Mix them all together. Yeah, that's right. This is Survivor Idol. Oh, gosh, dang it. What did I do there?
So close.
Michael Bublé had his debut on The Voice last night.
Doggone it, I was going to watch some of that last night, and I forgot.
We did no TV last night. We were just kind of just shutting it down, and everybody was tired and exhausted. So we just kind of hung out, did nothing, and didn't do TV. Because you never do the thing where you don't want to start a show because you don't want to have to stay up to finish it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm not very good at stepping away in the middle. So it's like if it's a 2-hour show or even an hour sometimes, and I'm like, oh man, I cannot commit to that 60 minutes, so I'm just going to not commit to 1 minute. And then I'll just watch it some other time.
Yeah.
So that was what it was last night for The Voice. But Michael Bublé stepping in, and I like the way he corrects what he does. First of all, he's got a great take on the whole coaching versus judging,
because you've done just about everything else except
Also, by the way, he said no. I love the first part of this clip. They've asked him multiple times to be a judge, and he's always said no.
Because you've done just about everything else except be a judge on The Voice. When they called, were you like, absolutely?
No.
Okay.
15, 16 years of saying no. But the truth is, my favorite part about it is, and it's okay, you said judge.
Yeah.
But thank God we're not judges. The other shows have judges. That's we true. Are coaches.
That's true.
And coach. And the reason I say that is because most of the singers are better than me, and I have no place ever judging any one of them. So to get to coach them and live the fantasy of having this career that I've had, and then get to have the fulfillment of helping someone else get that, that's the cool part of it.
Yeah, that's a great way of looking at it. I mean, if
you're smooth, isn't he?
He's smooth, dude. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. He's like, you know, it's okay that you said that. It's okay that you said that, but I'm going to correct you now and make it seem like it's not okay that you said that because what you said was wrong.
Yeah, and it is very true because we all 100%. Do that when we call it a judge instead of a coach or whatever. But it is, that part is different. And, you know, I don't know that most of them are better than you, Michael.
Right.
Fair enough.
But some might be. Point. Yeah, some are like where you go, oh, man, that's insane. Like, how are you not already famous?
Mm-hmm. I did catch some of the show last night.
And what were your thoughts on it?
It was good. You know what? Very brief. But sure. You know what he's giving away as his, like, gift?
Oh, yeah, because it used to be, like, what's Gwen have a coat still? And probably Reba still has her Reba tots, I'm imagining.
Mm-hmm. Did someone give a lunchbox or something one time?
Well, maybe. I can only imagine what Snoop gives away, I would imagine.
I didn't see that. But Michael Bublé was giving away like a hockey jersey that was like a Bublé hockey jersey.
Okay.
Looked pretty cool.
Yeah. Nice. I like that. For anybody who joins the team, I got it. Yeah. Finally, there's this from Jordan Davis. I love the fact that Jordan Davis, you know, he's obviously his job is one job and one job only, and that's to be a singer, you know, and an entertainer. And, you know, it's like that's an all-encompassing thing. You've got to do shows. You got to do interviews. You got to do all the things. But your real life is you're just a guy who loves sports, especially football.
You know where my head's at. It's going to be awesome when we're on the west side because the games will start earlier. But I've already looked at kickoffs. I've already told my band guys that I do not want to be informed of the scores or kept up to date, that all games will be recorded.
It's like trying to organize.
Well, and when you're on the bus too, you know, and like you're traveling, you're doing the shows or whatever.
Yeah.
Knowing that you have 4 hours of football recorded that you could go watch is
so
pretty glorious.
Yes.
But then if you know what happened and then you're like, oh, guys.
No. And especially if it's if you have a favorite team, you probably have notifications of that team.
Yes.
You know, and you get a little, an update, you know, Gonzaga's in a close game. I would always, when I was watching, you know, like not being able to watch the game live, I'd have it in my pocket and I'd feel it buzz. And I'd be like, nope, no,
don't look.
No, don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. I'm going to watch it later. And then
it's like, too tempting. You got to shut those off.
You do.
You do. You're trying to do that.
Because otherwise it'll ruin it. And I love the fact he's organizing interviews, sound checks, meet and greets, all these things around kickoffs so that he can watch the games that he loves.
Yep. He's a diehard.
He's also said the thing about with the West Coast games being at 10. If you don't think about that and then you end up in another time zone and you're like, wait, the games start at 1 p.m.?
It's wild.
It's horrible.
That's like the other night I was watching the Coug game where the Cougs and Fresno State and that game was crazy, double overtime. I think it ended at like 11:38.
Yeah, yep.
Because I was trying to make a note of what time it was over, and I thought, boy, that's no one on the East Coast saw that, did they?
No. I heard Derek Dice say, our friend Double D say from downstairs in KXLY TV4, that you know, he did the morning show that day. And then he does stuff with the Cougar Network.
Oh, yeah, the radio network.
So he did the, like, 2:30 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. scenario.
Oh, buddy. and probably way later than that, by the time they do the post game and get out of there and drive home from Pullman, that's man.
Yeah, that's a 24-hour, yeah. So, yeah, well, there's your audio vault for a Tuesday. It is 9:24:24.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And I'm going to say that I'm not sure it's just millennials.
Okay.
I think we may all be at halt. 3, 2, 1.
Kevin James.
We may all be to blame. That's what I was trying to say. It wasn't working.
I liked it. I mean, for the purposes of saving forever.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, Thomas Rhett, tickets can be yours right now. 509-441-0999. Your warning has been laid down. You see it right there in front of you. You're going to have to challenge Kevin in Name That Tune.
Turn your headphones up right now. It's time to name that tune. Time to name that tune.
All right, let's do it. Name that tune time. Name that tune time, tune time, tune time. Kevin, we've got 7 songs here for Name That Tune. And it's not like they have to go head-to-head to see who's fastest. It's not that version of Name That Tune.
No, we give you an advantage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They get a chance to, you know.
Are these all Thomas Rhett songs?
They are.
Yep. Oh, okay. Well, yep. If you're a Thomas Rhett fan, I feel like you're in good shape.
You probably should be. I mean, it's, you know, you're going to go see TR, as we like to say in the biz. And if you're a Thomas Rhett fan, you should probably know all of these Thomas Rhett songs. Let's find out if Jason does. Jason, how are you?
How's it going?
Good, man. Are you ready to play a little Thomas Rhett Name That Tune?
I think so.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. So, first of all, on this very first song, would you rather have 7 seconds of Thomas Rhett or give Kevin 1 second of Thomas Rhett, and you've got to know the name of the song? Which would you prefer?
7 seconds.
You want it. All right.
Atta boy. I like it.
I like the fact that he's going for it. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
With all I got is your hand in my hand, baby, I could die.
All right, there's your 7 seconds. What song title is that from Thomas Rhett?
The Die a Happy Man.
Oh, look at him go, guys. Look at him go.
What a love song. What a love song.
What a song. What a song. One in a row. You only got to get a passing grade out of these 7 songs. Now we're going to play a little rock, paper, scissors to see who gets the song. Kevin, ready? Jason, ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Kevin, what'd you have?
Rock.
Jason?
I had rock.
Let's play again. Ready?
Tied.
1, 2, 3, go. Kevin, what do you have?
Paper.
What do you have, Jason?
Oh, I got scissors.
Yeah!
Hey, there it is.
Go, Jason! Yes, Jason, would you like 7 seconds of this next song to name Thomas Rhett, or we want Kevin to have 1 second?
Let's go with 7 again.
Here we go.
Girl, I'm blown away. The yes starts with a smile and it ends with an all night long slow.
All right, what's the name of that song?
Long Slow Kiss?
Oh.
It's an oldie. I mean, it's wrong. That's the wrong title.
Yeah. That is not correct. And it's actually.
It goes like this.
Yes. Dang it. That's all right.
All right, thanks, guys.
It's wonderful. Oh, no. You're not done yet.
You're
still in it, Jason.
Don't give up.
Okay. Sorry.
You're all right, bud. Jason. We don't care if people get stuff wrong.
If we did, we wouldn't do a show. Jason, you only got 1 wrong. You got room to wiggle here yet. Okay. All right. You want the 7 or you want Kevin to have the 1 for this next song?
Let's go Kevin to have the 1.
You know what? I like what you're doing here. Mix it up a little bit. Kevin, you get 1 second, and here it is.
T-shirt? Right there.
Hop on now, let the tailgate fall. Get drunk on you, no alcohol. You don't stop, I'm gonna. Girl, you make me wanna.
I
got excited. Thought it was T-shirt. Now, the good news is that was not T-shirt, but I have a funny feeling that one could be coming.
Let's play odds or evens. We'll shoot odds or evens here. Whoever ends up, if you ever do odds or evens, Kevin? So you shoot a number of fingers on each hand. You'll like a 1 or a 4 or whatever, and we're going to play odds or evens. And you shoot, and Jason shoots, and whoever, and if it comes up, let's see. If it's odds, it's Jason's. If it's even, it's Kevin. Okay, so ready? 1, 2, 3, shoot. Kevin, how many fingers?
3.
How many you got, Jason?
Come on, Kevin. Dang it.
How many fingers did you shoot, Jason?
3.
Oh, it's evens. Kevin, you get 1 second for this song. Are you ready?
I'm confused. Unforgettable.
What did you say?
Unforgettable.
Probably thinking that it's crazy. I remember every detail, but I do. From your blue jeans to your shoes, girl, that night was just like you. Unforgettable.
Wow, Look at him go. Look at him go. Look at him go. All right, we got the next one here for you, Jason. You want this one for 7 seconds or Kevin with one? Take it.
Let's go, Kevin for one.
Oh, Kevin. You'll dress.
Oh.
What do you think it is?
Jason, what is it?
Your
dress. My Kevin?
That's a t-shirt. Your dress, my floor, the way
you are, my t-shirt. Oh, you doubted yourself, Jason. You doubted yourself.
Yeah.
I know it. Well, you know what? It looks like Kevin's going to get the win here. I'm going to give you one more here. If you get this one, I'm going to let you qualify for the CMA flyaway, and then we'll give the tickets away to a caller. But you try. You just take this one yourself.
Okay. All right.
Kevin, otherwise, Kevin's going to get it. What's the name of that song, Jason?
Man, I don't know if it's my phone or I don't know that. I'm sorry.
Wow, Vacation.
That's all right.
Vacation.
That's an album cut.
That is an album cut. Yeah,
early album.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah, Jason, appreciate you, buddy. Hey, pick a number for us, will you?
7.
Okay, thanks. You're so smart. Appreciate you, dude. All right, have a great day. 509-441-0999. Caller number 7 wins the Thomas Rhett tickets. Kevin, well done. Not easy to play on the phone. Not easy to play at home.
Yeah. No, thanks. I mean, thank you guys very much.
I mean, that wasn't a backhanded compliment. I was just...
Yeah, you did a good job. Thanks, guys. I feel bad, though. He really wanted to win. He didn't.
I know. I feel bad, too, but...
But, you know,
rules
that's
is rules,
life
bro.
Sometimes.
Rules is rules, bro, as they like to say. Who's they?
You said it.